AP Sports. I'm Tom Merriam. Joel Embiid's 70-point explosion on Monday was quickly eclipsed Friday as the Mavericks' Luka Doncic topped that with 73 points in Dallas's victory in Atlanta. Doncic tied David Thompson for the fourth highest single-game total in NBA history.
It was special for sure, you know. But like I say, you know, we were trying to win the game, so that was great.
It was the highest scoring output by a player since Kobe Bryant poured in 81 points 18 years ago this week. Doncic also had 10 rebounds and 7 assists, making 25 of his 33 shots.
Maybe after I had 41 in the first, maybe then, but, you know, you never really know. You know, sometimes you feel great, sometimes you don't. Because today, you know, in my warm-ups, I missed a lot of shots.
The Suns' Devin Booker, meanwhile, became the fourth player this week to top 60 points as he scored 62 in Phoenix's two-point loss in Indiana.
Just being confident in them, and, you know, I always say these guys set screens and getting the ball to me on time, on target. You know, it's just opened everything up.
The Cavaliers made it 9 of 10 by beating the Bucks. Other NBA winners, the Rockets, Clippers, Grizzlies, Spurs, and Thunder, as Mark Daigneault's team knocked off the Pelicans.
We did a great job defensively, obviously, and pretty consistent throughout the game. And I thought we set a really good tone of physicality early.
College football. Michigan has a new head football coach to replace Jim Harbaugh, who left for the NFL's Los Angeles Chargers on Wednesday. Sharon Moore, the Wolverines' offensive coordinator, who was also the interim head coach for four games last season while Harbaugh was serving suspensions, signed a 5-year contract with the defending national champions. NHL, the Golden Knights had a big night in New York, taking down the Rangers 5-2 as Jonathan Marchessault scored a hat trick.
We didn't do anything really special. We just played a structured game, like forecheck.
Also on ice, the Avalanche overwhelmed the Kings. The Blues topped the Kraken in overtime, while the Panthers won a shootout over the Penguins. Tom Merriam, AP Sports.